It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Vinny's going to move back into his house this weekend. I mean, there's some positive things happening here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The sports strike might also be over, which would be
might
nice.
Might be, yep. They've, the NBA said, yeah, okay, we'll keep going with the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
left the bubble.
Right.
Yeah, it would be nice. There's this is quite a year.
Well, I absolutely nice have... don't mistake what I just said as I do support their right to strike, and
absolutely.
I think that I can understand why they wanted to, and I can even see why they would want to just call off the whole season. But I listened to quite a few people who said, this is your platform. You need to not walk away from it. You need to stay there and do your job so that we can keep hearing you speak out about the injustice and do good from your platform and not from home.
That's a good point.
No one will hear you.
Yes.
So,
well,
yeah, anyway,
Instagram
I look forward to seeing some games this weekend, so hopefully that's the case.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm-hmm. All right, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Feed America. Oakland Unified School District is serving free student meals this new school year. The district is providing nutritious foods while campuses remain closed. Grab-and-go meal service happens Mondays and Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., students in all OUSD preschools, K through 12 schools, the young adult program. You can get food at 22 different sites. And if you want information, you can go to OUSD.org/COVID-19 student meals. We're going to start with some stuff that's happening over the weekend. The MTV Video Music Awards are happening on, and I'm interested to see how they pull this off. It's at 8 o'clock on Sunday. That is when Big Brother's on, so I'll probably either have to just pop over, go back and forth a little bit to see what's happening on there on MTV and on the CW. You'll be able to find the MTV Video Music Awards, and my assumption is you'll also be able to find those online various places because kids are not watching regular TV anymore. They don't watch broadcast TV. It's another story that I have coming up. Kiki Palmer is hosting. The performers include Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, The Black Eyed Peas, BTS, DaBaby, Doja Cat, Miley Cyrus, The Weeknd. And it's if you love music videos, and these days that's really the only way you can see any of your favorite artists perform, then this is the show for you.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. I guess if you wanted to, and actually, I suppose that this is not just in their music videos, but because I guess these things will become videos that people watch. All of these performances are sure to be piped in from elsewhere, and you know, you hope they're performing live, because why would you say you're a live performer on there if you weren't? But
yeah, you know what's interesting about that? That I've seen a lot of reporters on ESPN or reporters on different news channels is what they decide to put in their background. And I don't mean selecting the phony background. I mean, you see someone who's positioned themselves with a trophy over here and a picture of something. It's very interesting what people decide. And some of them are absolute fails where you just go, you got one picture of the Niners behind you, and then the rest of the wall's clean white? What's
yeah,
going
Brian.
On back there? Look at him. He's like, what?
Are we that bad?
He's like, what? Is he talking about me? Is he talking about
no.
me?
I'm just trying to engage you, buddy. No, I wasn't talking about you. I just think it's interesting, and it'll be interesting
yes,
to see.
Yes, you were.
No, the setup that these bands decide to put behind them when they do their performance.
Right.
I'm interested in that as well.
For a lot of them, they've got a home studio or they have some kind of home performance space. It seems like I love seeing that. Like if they've got a little setup, like, oh, what's their mood lighting look like?
Right.
We saw something that Miley Cyrus did. It was a cover. I think it was of Wish You Were Here, maybe. Possibly. Like a Pink Floyd song or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really liked the performance space that she found. You know, of course, she's got a budget. I suppose if she's like, I'm not going to do it from the house. Let's go find someplace cool to do this from. So however she worked it out, I'm with you. I like seeing what they come up with. And if they've just got the one camera that's clearly coming off their computer or if they've figured out a way to make this... I suppose their record companies probably help with that too. Yeah, we want you to look as good as you possibly can. We want people to stream and also possibly buy your music.
I will say that I would have just been with the white wall, but Sarah just kept urging me to put something up, please. I'm like, doesn't.
Oh, really? Is that what I
just
said?
Just a wall.
Put something up, please.
Wall.
It's my mistake. I was kidding, but I was trying to make an example,
yeah,
and
I
there you were,
right.
And I went, oh, there's an example, and I will engage Bryn. And but really, I like your setup. It's fine.
Yeah, it's great. Oh my god.
Mostly I just want to make sure that our show's actually broadcasting and that we're not doing this for our own entertainment. Mm. And you're the guy. You absolutely have all of the tech info needed to get this show up and running. So
well, and the best part of your new setup is that you can actually see your face. I mean, you know, there's an actual light shining on you, and so I suppose I should count my blessings and not ask for more.
Oh god.
Right.
But I don't know. I give the kid some finger paints. Let's you know, get a low level.
Passive aggressive.
Make that happen.
Oh, right.
So speaking of the MTV Video Music Awards, Billboard put together a list of the 100 greatest music video artists of all time. So the first thing that popped into my head was there are videos that you remember from the early days of MTV. I'm not sitting around watching videos. I get it. I think kids are, and especially when it's boring in the house and you're in the house and it's boring, you might go down a rabbit hole with some videos or something. But I always think of like the Aha video or Duran Duran on the boat for, was that Rio? Her name is Rio,
yeah. Rio.
So good. Like, so I get it. There are people who you think that is incredibly creative. I guarantee you that some of the most creative videos, like I wonder if OK Go is on this list somewhere. They're not in the top 10, I'll tell you that right now.
They shouldn't be. They're not a band that people listen to. They're a band that people watched because they had interesting videos. But they're not.
But as music videos go, I think they were incredibly groundbreaking. They really came up with creative. So, but they're clearly just going for, I don't know, it was almost like who had the most music videos in this. And some of these people, you'll be like, yes. I almost said the number one. In the top 10, Nirvana's at number 10. Okay.
No.
I mean, I remember their songs. I don't really remember their videos, to tell you the truth. Jay-Z.
I knew a little bit.
Yeah,
I thought of? I remember, I never listened to Peter Gabriel, but he was big in video world. Like, huge.
You know what? That's a great call. He's not in the top 10. So, Billboard did a whole list. Me too. Actually, now that you mention it, I can't remember a single Nirvana video. I can't really remember it. I remember seeing the MTV Unplugged stuff.
Well, the Teen Spirit one in the high school with the Anarchy cheerleaders. That was that one must have played a million times. So, and that's one that comes to mind for Nirvana. But no,
right.
I wouldn't have thought of them either. I would think Madonna was
Madonna's
big.
Number one. Madonna is, and frankly, while I'm not a giant Madonna fan, I like some of her songs, and she certainly was prolific when it came to videos, and she, you know, stirred people up with her different various videos, and I love the Papa Don't Preach one. I thought Cyndi Lauper, she popped into my head. She's not in the top 10. So if you want the full list, you can go to Billboard. Billboard.com. They have the full list there. I don't know, maybe someone's got some time to kill today. Number two on this list is Michael Jackson. Thriller, certainly, and actually many of his videos were great. He would do like mini movies. At the time, wasn't Thriller the first video to cost more than $1 million to make? or something, some crazy
thing. I think, well, yeah, I mean, I remember he was, that guy was decadent in everything he did, though, so.
Right.
But he just, money, he poured money on everything.
Beyonce and Destiny's Child took third place. Janet Jackson, Missy Elliott, Lady Gaga, Duran Duran, I agree. Britney Spears, Jay-Z, and Nirvana. That's your top 10. So if you go to billboard.com, they have the 100 greatest music video artists of all time. So Madonna is your winner.
All right.
You know, I swear to God, I looked at every story this, and I was trying to think of a way that me and you could be a couple. And I just can't. I mean, I guess because there's so many stories about drinks, and I have a beer story and then a wine story right here. And I just, we can't do it, Vin. Maybe you could be my DD. Maybe you could be my DD. I don't know. I'm just trying. I'm trying to force a little love in. Come on.
I will absolutely, gladly drive you around, fill you full of drinks, and do you when we get home. Yes.
Oh, my God. You found a way. This is fantastic. Oh, that is, oh, the romance. I just, oh, be still my beating heart. This is, you'll like this one, I think. I don't know if you'll like this or not. 99 metal artists have decided that it would be a good idea for charity to sing 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
No.
Yes. It's okay. Happened. Well, it's already, they, it's already happened. So right. Pantera, Mastodon, Slayer, Testament, Sepultura. There are a million bands listed here. Those are really the big ones.
Those are all good bands. I love everyone you just mentioned, I think.
I knew you would. I thought, because when I first saw the 99 bottles of beer, I was like, ugh, God. I would leave before the 97th bottle of beer every time. I got to get out of here. I can't be a party to this. This could go on 99 times. This is the proceed. It's 23 minutes long. It's all these different people. I actually have the full list of who did each verse. So I'll tell you who did the number, you know, one bottle of beer on the wall. But they're doing this for Old Dog Haven. It provides foster care for older dogs. So kind
oh,
of
that's
a,
awesome.
A, it's great. And in this day and age when everything is corona based or, you know, whatever cause, whatever your cause is, it's nice to see old dogs getting a little of this. And I don't know if that's because they consider themselves old dogs, but Old Dog Haven provides foster care for older dogs. The song was released on August 26th, which was 2 days ago, which was International Dog Day, which I only know because I have Instagram. And everyone with a dog somehow got the memo and put up the picture of their dog. So International Dog Day. Purchase the track through Bandcamp or by donating at a designated GoFundMe page, and you will be supporting Old Dog Haven. So, boy, there are a million. There are 99 various people here. So, Bryn, let me ask you this. As you went through, is
so
it just...
So I grabbed number 99 beers because it starts there, and then I grabbed at two. So
is there a backing track and everyone is just sort of singing on top of it, various people, or is it just them singing?
It does seem there's a backing track, and they might have... They might be able to add instruments to it.
Oh.
Because you know, they're all bands.
Are there little, like, Waylon guitar solo breaks between each verse,
oh,
too, just to make it longer?
24 minutes. I only grabbed the beginning.
What?
The
you
end.
Didn't? Oh, my God.
Well, it's New Music Friday, and I have, like, 15 other things to do. All right, here it is.
How many beers you got on that wall?
Sounded like a bitch to me.
Yeah.
So that is Mike 99 Williams from I Hate God.
Okay.
Doing I-E-Y-E. Doing number 99. And then there's 97 other people, and then we get to, or 98 other people, we get to number one. And number one is, see if you can guess who it is.
Here's two.
Okay, two.
Here's one.
Any guess?
Wow. Okay. Well, that's not the voice that I would have expected, but I guess he's trying to show that he's had 99 beers. Is that the guy from Pantera?
It is. It's Phil Anselmo from Pantera.
Okay. Right. So he's got an absolutely horrifying talking voice. Like it's super deep. And that's right. The only reason, because he doesn't sing like that at all. He's a yeller, screamer, singer guy.
He took it down for the last bottle of beer. Uh-huh. And that's the way to end it, really. I mean, anybody who actually made it through that whole song is, I don't want to say what they are. They're wonderful. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 metal artists team up and sing it for charity for old dogs, beautiful. Which is lovely. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg says, you are what you drink. And it's not gin and juice this time. It's wine. He's got his own wine.
His new Corona commercials are excellent.
Oh, I haven't seen them. What does he do?
Oh, they're excellent. I love, Snoop Dogg is one of those guys. I'm sure he's trouble walking for some people because he's definitely has a history. But he also is really likable. And
yes,
very,
agreed.
Very nice, seems very nice and has a great person. And his Corona commercials, you need to get a look at them. They're just great. So I didn't know he's doing wine now too, but check those out.
He's got his own wine label, Calvin Bratis. Maybe it's because he hangs out with Martha Stewart now. He's getting all fancy and whiny. But it brought him up here to Northern California. They say he had an active role in conceiving the final blend of this. This is, it's actually an Australian wine brand called 19 Crimes, and they wanted to do something called Snoop Cali Red. So this is somehow this Australian wine company got themselves a vineyard or whatever. I don't know. So basically it's a combination of, someone will know, maybe get your sommelier sister on the line, Petit Sirah and Zinfandel with a splash of Merlot. And they say in CNN Travel, it's actually surprisingly good at only $12 a bottle.
Is Don on the phone?
Don is on the phone.
19 Crimes is pretty good. And it's cheap. And it's a decent wine.
It's cheap is what you're saying. Cheap.
Yeah, cheap.
It's good. It's a good bargain for the bucks.
Yeah.
Well, Snoop Dogg is going with that. It's $12 a bottle. Snoop's Cali Red. Or Snoop Cali Red. That's what he's been
When's
up
to. The last time you had wine?
Not that long ago. My kid My kid opened a bottle the other day. And because he's 21 now.
Right.
So, and we have a couple, but you just get bottles. I don't know. They arrive. People drop them off. People, get wine. So he's like, oh, I'm going to open this bottle of wine. Okay. So he takes one sip of it. He's like, oh, I don't like it. And then there it is sitting there on the counter. I'm like, so what do I do? Dump that out? Like, that seems like a waste. I guess I'll have to drink it.
Yeah, I don't. I was bringing that up I didn't know you were going there, but that's the reason I brought it up. I've never been one who, and I have had a lot of drinks, way too many. All my drinks, I've already had them all. I don't get any more. But I am surprised when I hear people say, oh, this wine is, and the word is delicious. And I'm like, never heard delicious. Like, that is such a weird, I get why we want to time travel. We're having drinks because we are partying.
And that's why you're having drinks. Other people are actually trying to enjoy a drink. It's weird.
I don't know. Okay. I hear that. I just don't get the delicious
I've heard it
thing.
Too.
I've never gotten it. Okay.
Yeah, people. You know how people are, though. Especially with wine, like it's all about the way it just melds with the food. That I mean, look at Nicole. She's rolling her eyes too. She knows it's such BS. Anyway, it's not BS. They're not just looking to time travel. They actually want to enjoy the
they're
wine,
lying
and it
to
is
you,
in fact
they're lying to themselves.
To themselves.
They're justifying their alcoholism.
Snoop's like, listen, it's just a bottle of wine. I'm not charging you more than $12 for it. Enjoy. Woody oaky. Chocolatey. Hint of blackberries. Here's that story about young people never
You're
watch
late,
TV.
Sarah.
Oh, am I? What? How did that happen? Boy, I didn't. I'm okay. What's going up in the news, Vin?
Well, since we just called out all the wine lovers, I'm going to call out all those foodies, too. You're full of crap as well. After these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.